This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Contracts, contracts, contracts. This is the way to clean it up.
What had been a behind-the-scenes struggle for control of state government broke out into the open in House Appropriations Monday morning with Republican Caucus Chairman Lance Harris' resolution to require the executive branch to start terminating all state contracts by March 1st.
Best way to find out what we're spending and what we're spending the contracts on is to go ahead and terminate them and have you justify keeping them.
Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden.
I'm already doing it.
Darden told the committee the governor has already issued an executive order requiring all departments to report on their contracts by March 14th and giving Darden the authority to cancel any he can. But by March 1st,
to be able to make any kind of determination regarding termination or modification during that time frame, it's just not realistic. And I need to tell you, it's unreasonable for this body to expect that between now and March 1st, these agencies and departments can get the information in. It's going to be pressing them to do it in accordance with the governor's order by the 14th.
Harris responded.
We're being told to come up with a remedy of a $2.1 billion deficit and a $945 million deficit this year in 3.5 weeks. You get to work and get us the information that we require to make sensible decisions.
The resolution was ultimately approved by the Appropriations Committee, though Darden said,
we will not have time to look at every one of these contracts and give you any definitive answer by either the 1st or the 14th. I can tell you that's not going to happen.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.